Good afternoon. This is Mark Cole with Top Dirt Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 10th. The grains closed mixed with May corn down a penny and a half, closing at 389 and a quarter. May beans up 3 cents, closing at 1050. May wheat up a penny and a quarter, closing at 492. Well, the reports came out a little bit bearish on the corn. The stocks numbers came out at 2.182, which was about 55 million above last month. The beans lowered by 5 million. That was a little bit friendly. It was about 24 million under the average guess. The wheat was 30 million over last month and a little bit more than the estimate, but the wheat actually probably acted the best in here. The wheat ending stocks in the world are up to 271. It's a huge number. The beans were reduced from 94.4 to 90.8. That was about 2 million metric tons under the average guess. Corn came in at 197.8, which was about a million under last month and just a little bit higher than the estimates. The big surprise was the Argentinian bean number was lowered to 40 million from 37, the corn 33 from 36, so that's all a little friendly. They did raise Brazil and lowered, they raised Brazilian beans 2 million, lowered Brazilian corn by 2.5 million. When it's all said and done, I didn't think this was a very good action in here. The meal was down 570, oil was up 33. By the crush, we should have been down about 8 cents in the beans, and we closed up 3 cents. We closed the beans 14 off the highs, actually traded 17 off the highs at one point. The wheat closed within 2 cents of its highs. But again, Kansas City closed lower, Minneapolis steady to a little bit lower. I'm not sure, you know, why this is friendly to anything out here. I think we've thrown a lot of bull news at this market. You've got the funds heavily long corn, heavily long beans. The meal put in a poor performance here today. We've got the ruble down another 685. That's down about 4 or 5% now in 2 days. So I don't see that as being very helpful to this grain market, particularly the wheat. I think that you've got a chance here. November beans closed at 10.48. That was 11 off the highs, but still 4.75 cents higher, but under 10.50. I think it's a great opportunity to buy some puts now. They'll bleed the premium out of it here, and I think buying the puts to protect the downside is well worth it at these points. So we've had the reports over the last 12 days, starting with the acreage numbers, and I think we've taken these markets about as far as we should go. The beans have rallied back 81 cents off the lows again. I think we could break this thing right back again. I just don't see what's particularly friendly out here. Again, the Chinese floated that bullish rumor last night about lowering tariffs on cars, so it looks like maybe the trade war is over, and I think they sold beans in here today on this rally. So I don't think they're immune to trading this thing. And if they want to sell more, I think we could push this thing lower yet. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.